Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch ahead of the September primary. Our series continues in Sussex County, where Delaware's 14th House District seat is up for grabs after being held by the House's longest current incumbent, Pete Schwarzkopf, since 2002. Since the former House Speaker's retirement announcement in July 2023, three Democratic candidates have announced a bid to be his replacement in the Democratic-leaning district. Delaware Public Media's Sarah Petrowich has more on those candidates and where they stand.
Marty Rendon was the first to announce his candidacy, a Rehoboth Beach property owner since 1985 and a permanent resident since 2018. Rendon served as a congressional aide on Capitol Hill for more than two decades and ended his career as vice president for public policy and advocacy for UNICEF USA for 25 years. He says in addition to currently serving as chair of the Legislative Committee for the Delaware Human and Civil Rights Commission, he's been looking for a way to transfer his legislative skills to his life in Delaware.
I think I can bring the experience I have in terms of methodology and how you work to advance legislation. I can bring that skill set to this open seat. And what I tell people is I don't want the messenger to get in the way of the message. I want them to focus on what I'm having to say on behalf of the 14th District.
Claire Snyder-Hall also cites legislative change as one reason she chose to run.
Over the holidays, I was just doom scrolling on my phone and just thinking about how terrible things are in the world. And I just decided that I couldn't keep doing that. I had to take action. I was the executive director of Common Cause Delaware, and I loved working on the democracy agenda, strengthening and protecting democracy in the first state. But there's a lot of other issues that I'd like to work on.
Prior to joining the Common Cause Delaware team in 2015, Snyder-Hall chaired the 14th Representative District's Democratic Committee for 4 years and served on the Sussex County Democratic Executive Committee. She became a full-time Rehoboth Beach resident in 2011 after teaching political science at George Mason University. The final Democrat running is a lifelong resident and former state auditor and Rehoboth Beach Commissioner Kathy McGinnis, who brings a recent troubled history in state politics to the race. McGinnis was elected auditor in 2018 but resigned in 2022 after being found guilty for conflict of interest and official misconduct by the Delaware Superior Court. McGinnis appealed the ruling, leading to the misconduct charge being overturned, but conflict of interest was upheld for hiring her teenage daughter.
Yes, I did hire my daughter as a summer intern during the COVID pandemic, and under the guise that I thought it was perfectly acceptable and had asked permission. And it still happens today. Folks have their kids work there. So it is what it is. I learned a great deal from that painful and humbling experience and what my family was put through. But I'm ready to get back to work and do what I have done my entire adult life, which is help and serve the people of Eastern Sussex County.
McGinnis remained in her 2022 race for re-election, but lost 70% of the vote to current state auditor Lydia York in the primary, then was sentenced in October 2022 to a year of probation, 500 hours of community service, and a $10,000 fine. She says at that point she was ready to step away from politics until some area residents prompted her to seek a comeback.
Really, the encouragement just said, Kathy, we want you. We know you're a fighter. We know you will stand up. You have done it for us in the past, and I said, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it.
McGinnis has the endorsement of Schwarzkopf, but that endorsement became a brief point of contention for Snyder-Hall and McGinnis. The Cape Gazette published an op-ed from Schwarzkopf in July in which he raised concerns over Snyder-Hall posting an advertisement and photo that implied he supports Snyder-Hall over McGinnis. Additionally, he said many people have contacted him, claiming Snyder-Hall has been giving the false impression that he's endorsing her. Schwarzkopf wrote, quote, I need to set the record straight. I do not support Claire Snyder-Hall in this primary election. Truth is that she and I are not friends at all. She has spent the last few years criticizing me and questioning my motives and just about everything I did. But Snyder-Hall refutes this, saying she always expected him to endorse McGinnis.
I have never said that Pete Schwarzkopf endorsed me, nor have I ever implied that Pete Schwarzkopf endorsed me. So if anybody's heard otherwise, it's either misinformation or it's a lie, because I've never said that.
On policy, one of the most pressing issues in the Rehoboth area is the potential of underground cables coming onshore through the Indian River Bay to bring power to the local grid from a Maryland offshore wind project. While the state has yet to decide if it will lease the land for the proposal, reaction to the project is largely mixed, with protesters outside community engagement events citing concerns of impacts on tourism, water quality, property value, and marine life. Rendon says that while he understands the opposition, he feels experts have put many of these concerns to rest and believes offshore wind is a necessary step in Delaware's commitment to reaching net zero emissions by 2050.
I think it's been studied quite seriously. I don't think it's going to spoil the view. I think we're going to be able to work with it. We hear these issues about impact on marine life and birds and all this stuff. And then, yes, I mean, that's going to happen. There'll be questions about that. But I feel pretty confident we can make it work.
McGinnis also sympathizes with public concerns, but says offshore wind is an opportunity for job growth in Sussex County.
Of course, we like clean energy. I mean, that's the future. However, how we do it, we have to be thoughtful. I would like to have some kind of station here in Delaware, where maybe in the Indian River area, where we can benefit with jobs. Of course, there's going to be jobs in the beginning because you have to create the infrastructure. But there's also continual maintenance.
Snyder Hall says she fully backs Delaware's involvement with offshore wind projects, but hasn't heard the same concerns from the community.
I've knocked on thousands of doors all over the district, and I haven't heard anyone talking about being concerned about the wind project. It's vitally important that we start transitioning to clean energy, solar and wind. So I support the wind projects that are going to provide clean energy for Delaware.
Sussex County is also facing a severe affordable and workforce housing crisis, with sky-high rental rates and a median home price of around $560,000. McGinnis believes solutions can be found at the county level by encouraging zoning changes that better incentivize developers to build affordable units.
I would like to work with the county on several issues and have that open engagement and conversation and work together, because we have to manage and direct this change. We can't just let it continue to happen. I don't think our infrastructure can handle it.
Snyder Hall advocates a multifaceted approach, including subsidies, programs that would allow residents with extra rooms to rent out those spaces, and more live-in care for the area's extensive senior population.
We need to get creative and think about ways that we can address this problem. But it's very difficult because, you know, with a market economy, the incentive structure is that builders want to make as much money as they can.
Rendon agrees with McGinnis that more scrutiny needs to be placed on the county, explaining he's met with many advocates who are frustrated with the transparency and timeliness of zoning and permitting processes.
If I get there as a legislator, I would like to push a little bit. Are there mandates? Can we force that a little bit? Can we get quicker responses? Can we get more sensitivity? You know, and what can we do to deal with this this workforce issue?
When balancing a young workforce with a year-round aging population, Rendon says it comes down to making sure the proper infrastructure is in place.
We're talking about workforce housing. We're talking about transportation. We're talking about making the place livable, and particularly the younger people that need to work here to serve the needs of the older community and to serve the needs of the tourist industry and the like. Those things are kind of interconnected, and we need to get some wisdom. I think the infrastructure has to come first. I mean, the roads, the schools, the health services.
McGinnis is pitching a fast route, full service bus that would allow those who want to explore job opportunities within Rehoboth Beach to do so without giving up their housing in more affordable areas of the state.
They're not stopping. One's coming from this county, one's coming from here. They're going to take you down, you're going to work a shift, and then it's going to take you back. And it's just going to be set times. But that means coordination with some of these businesses.
Snyder Hall says balancing the unique needs of the community is simply a part of the job description.
It's always a challenge to balance all of the different needs that you have in a district. So we need to, you know, get together and think about how we can address all of our pressing concerns, from healthcare to housing to education to the environment, and also protect, you know, the right to choose and LGBTQ plus rights. I mean, we need to balance all of those things. And that's one of the challenges of being a legislator.
The winner of this Democratic primary election goes on to face the lone Republican candidate and current Rehoboth Beach Volunteer Fire Company president, Mike Simpler. Sarah Petrowich, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Sarah. And stay with us. We continue our Races to Watch series in Newcastle County in the 10th House District. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.